up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
It's been all chats all day about the Oscar ceremony which happened last night, and Showbiz Shan is only busting at the seams to give us all the goss. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, guys.
Have you been up all night watching these?
Honest to God, has she even slept?
No.
Has she even slept? We're here to bring you all of the goss from the start to the finish, guys.
Love it, love it, love it. Where are you starting? Did you enjoy it, first off, as a whole?
Yes, it was a very good show. Mm-hmm. Look at the bags under my eyes.
I think you're looking pretty fresh for someone who's been up all night. But it's the biggest night in showbiz. I love seeing all the looks on the red carpet. Ariana Grande's dress, absolutely amazing.
Beautiful.
I'm sad to see that Wicked didn't win
That
many awards. It was a huge night, though, for Anora. They took home most of the big awards.
They literally did. So Anora took home Best Picture, and then obviously the actress as well, Mikey Madison as well, she took home Best Actress. She said that she grew up in LA, but Hollywood always felt so far away. So standing in that room felt incredible. And like, we all know that feeling, do you know? Yeah. It's like when you're doing something that you love and you're like, I can't believe I'm actually here. This
she seemed so surprised and so genuinely grateful for the award. So she won Best Actress. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for The Brutalist.
Yeah, and Cillian Murphy passed on the torch to him. That was actually a really kind of nice moment as well. You were like, go on, Cillian, you're up there doing your thing. Best Supporting Actress, Zoe Saldana, Emily Perez. Best Supporting Actor, Kieran Culkin, A Real Pain. And he just put the pressure on his wife in his acceptance speech. I have a clip here.
Let's take a listen to Kieran Culkin.
About a year ago, I was on a stage like this, and I very stupidly publicly said that I want a third kid from her because she said if I won the award, she would give me the kid. Turns out she said that because she didn't think I was going to win. After the show, we're walking through a parking lot. She's holding Emmy. We're trying to find our car. And she goes, oh, God, I did say that. I guess I owe you a third kid. And I turned to her and I said, really, I want four. She said, I will give you four when you win an Oscar. I love you. I'm really sorry I did this again. And let's get cracking on those kids.
Oh my gosh.
Would you be well? Like, would you actually be well?
In the Oscar speech, I did see that his wife in the audience, the camera cut to her a couple of times, and she was, you know, laughing away. And she said, I did say that or whatever. But he is just so funny.
He's so cheeky.
Like, he really is.
He's not the same as a Succession character, but he has that cheeky edge.
He is that quirky edge.
He just makes him so likable in that way.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
So true. Amazing night for him. And I didn't realise that Conan O'Brien was hosting the Oscars.
Yeah, and he absolutely gave it everything. He didn't hold back. In his opening monologue, he took swipes at Emily Perez, Wicked, The Brutalist, The Conclave, and Adam Sandler.
Oh, let's take a listen.
Little fact for you, Anora uses the F word 479 times. That's three more than the record set by Carla Sofia Gascon's publicist. Oh. And Carla, if you are going to tweet about the Oscars, remember, my name is Jimmy Kimmel. It's the perfect movie for anyone who's ever finished watching The Wizard of Oz and thought, sure, but where did all the minor characters go to college? I love The Brutalist. I really did. I didn't want it to end, and luckily it didn't. If you haven't seen Conclave, its logline is a movie about the Catholic Church, but don't worry. You're dressed like a guy playing video poker at 2 a.m., Adam.
And you know what, Conan? I like the way I look. Because I'm a good person.
Adam, I apologize.
I need
to watch the full ceremony.
So his opening monologue was nearly 20 minutes long.
Really?
Like, I don't know how he just gets up there and he remembers all of his lines. Now, he must have a prompter or whatever.
Yeah, but still delivering them all like that. Yeah.
I know. Now, Adam Sandler, he was wearing, like, shorts and a blue hoodie. He was literally me if I could pick my outfit for the Oscars, to be honest. But it was just like a little skip. But you know the way he always is just in casual anyway?
Yeah.
I feel like he would have rocked up to that, and even if it wasn't a bit.
Okay, so you'd like to see Conan O'Brien host again. Were you impressed?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
He definitely did.
He's so good to take a room. And he has no fear of nobody or anything. And that's what you need
to. You need that confidence.
It's the whole Ricky Gervais thing. If you're going to go in and roast a room, being unapologetic to beat the band. Like, you just have to go in and do it.
Ricky Gervais, though, he is my favourite of all time hosts.
Yeah, he's good.
He brought the
Brilliant when he did it. Yeah. And everyone this morning, I've seen a lot of clips online talking about the performance that Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo did.
Can you even cope? So Ariana Grande opened with Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Beautiful, crying.
What
okay.
a vocal.
For Cynthia Erivo. Doing the Defying Gravity battle cry, still the show.
Oh my gosh, let's take a listen.
And nobody in all of us, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring.
Sorry, standing ovation, goosebumps. What a performance. Oh my gosh. Absolutely amazing. Shannon, you have been lucky enough to actually go to the Oscars in the past, which is just such an amazing thing to be able to say that you've been at the Oscars. What's it really like behind the scenes?
It is just magical. It's electric. I still can't believe like I went. It's like, what did that happen? Was it a dream? But yeah, it's just what we see on television. The glam is throughout the whole building. Mm-hmm. They do not like stop for anything. There's red carpets everywhere from floor to ceiling.
And is there a run up into the, because you went a couple of days beforehand just to kind of get yourself bearings. Do you feel the buzz in Hollywood? Do you feel the Oscars buzz that like it's coming, it's hitting?
Yes, the carpet is getting done like 3 days before. But the thing that blew my mind the most, the next day, everything was gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
It's like Paddy's Day here. You work at the next morning.
Yeah, it's true. You're over it then. You're like, grand. Yeah. Showbiz Shannon, thank you so much for joining us and spilling the tea on the Oscars last night. It's been a pleasure. And that's it for another year. Or is award season now? What's next?
That's it. Goodbye.
Well, no, hold on. Us musical theatre geeks, we'll have the Olivier's and the Tony Awards, which are still to come. So calm down, you two.
Okay, fabulous stuff.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize. Chaotic energy. A lot of fun.
98 FM.
Yes, as always, we give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you win some fabulous prizes.
Oh, they're so fabulous that we actually don't even read out the prizes anymore. Here is AI Rebecca and Brendan.
Fancy a sandwich?
Add some cheese with our gorgeous sandwich maker.
Ooh! Then blend some fruit on the move with our portable blender.
Go shopping with 100 euro.
Then relax for the day in a luxury Dublin health spa.
Ooh. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
What gorgeous prizes.
Win, win, win.
A sandwich maker and a portable blender for the smoothies.
I love a toasty maker.
Yeah, yeah, gorgeous.
So good.
I love putting two slices of bread and then you put the Nutella in the middle. Do you ever have a Nutella toasty back in the day? Remind me of my childhood. Anyway, back to the game. Good morning to Emmett in Balbriggan. Emmett, how are you this morning?
Very good, yourselves?
Not too bad, Emmett. What's the plans for the day?
As little as possible.
Oh, you're dead right.
Love
for
that.
For a Monday, Emmett. Yeah. I love that for you.
And Emmett, how was the weekend?
It was quiet, chilled out.
Nice. Gorgeous. Do you play Matchy Matchy alongside Rebecca and Brendan normally when you're listening in?
Yeah, religiously every day, yeah.
And come here, have you ever matched three with one of us?
Once with Rebecca.
Ooh, okay. Emmett, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, Rebecca or Paul?
Rebecca, please.
I'm
going to the booth, baby.
I had a feeling. Out you go. Oh, my goodness. Right. Emmett, in Balbriggan, are you ready to play some Matchy Matchy with us this morning?
We are indeed.
Right. Your first word is stuffed.
Stuffed. Animal.
Animal. Your second word is day. D-A-Y.
Day?
Yeah.
Daytime.
And your third word for Matchy is Chris. The name Chris.
Kringle.
Yeah. You're going with Chris Kringle. Okay, so little recap here. You've got stuffed animal, daytime, and Chris Kringle. Are you locking all of those answers in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. There you go. They're locked in now for you. In you come. Bring her back in. How was that?
Very nice. Smells gorgeous in there.
Does it?
Yeah, very glam. I don't know if someone's lit a Jo Malone candle or what's going on.
Something in rituals from there. Right.
Oh, wow.
We are getting ready to play. So, Emmett's locked in his answers.
Mm-hmm.
Reb, your first word of the day.
Right.
Stuffed.
Stuffed. Stuffed. There's a few. There's stuffed. I'm just going to go with the thing that I would eat the most with the word stuffed.
Yeah.
Stuffed pepper.
Okay. Pepper.
Is that very niche now?
I'm not giving away anything.
Yeah, you can't. We don't even look at each other.
Yeah.
Stuffed pepper.
Stuffed pepper. Your second word is day. D-A-Y.
Day. Nice.
Nice. And your third word is Chris.
Chris?
Yeah. Chris. The name Chris.
Chris?
Yeah, huh?
I'm like, wow, okay, Chris. Chris. Why can't I think of someone famous whose name is Chris? Chris Eubank.
Chris Eubank. Okay, so we're locking in stuffed pepper.
Is Chris Eubank a boxer?
Yeah, he is. He's a boxer. Stuffed pepper, day, night, and Chris Eubank. Have you locked in the correct answers with Emmett in Balbriggan? No, you haven't.
Now. I think I had a shocker this morning, Emmett. I'm sorry.
Emmett, we're so sorry.
No problem.
Emmett, what did you go with after stuffed, first of all? Because that's tricky.
Animal.
Stuffed animal.
Chris said
yeah.
Stuffed animal. He said daytime. And he said Chris King Kringle.
Oh, I was going to say Christmas, and then I said that's not a word, Rebecca. Like, it's not two words.
Well, listen.
Okay, it wasn't to be, Emmett. I'm sorry.
Emmett, thank you so much for playing along. And whoever's with you as well, Emmett, I hope you have an absolutely whopper day. Thank you so much for listening into The Big Breakfast.
Oh, my gosh. No problem. I don't think that there's probably a single person listening who said stuffed pepper.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it's so. Giving I think it's very niche.
It's giving very, very French onion soup, if I'm being brutally honest.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.